Golden State Media Concepts Technology Podcast covers everything tech. The hottest mobile phones, tablets, games. We review it, rate it, test it. Whether you're Microsoft or Apple, Android or iPhone, we'll give it to you
again and again.
Black and white. The Golden State Media Concepts Technology Podcast.
Hello there and welcome into the GSMC Technology Podcast. I'm your host, Tom Doherty. As always, this podcast is brought to you by the GSMC Podcast Network. Today we'll be bringing you some technology information, some news to your earbuds, to your speakers, to your ears, as we like to do here at the GSMC Podcast Network. Lots of stuff going on in the tech world. First off, we're going to talk about Amazon and some news they're coming out with regarding their Alexa app and capabilities on your Amazon Echo devices. We're going to be talking about the fact that Amazon has reached some new heights, have come out with their users, how many Prime subscribers they have now, and all the different stuff regarding their growth, and also the fact that the partnership with Whole Foods will be bringing some changes to the way you shop for your groceries and turning it into more of a tech shopping for your groceries. Now is going to be integrated into Amazon Prime. So we'll get into that. That's in the first segment. Second segment, we're going to go over some Facebook news. They're going to be designing a new chip. We'll get into that. They're going to be hiring some people to have job postings for some engineers for that. In the third segment, we're going to be talking about some VR stuff, as well as some news from Intel regarding their smart glasses, just to kind of tease that a little bit. And then the last segment, we're going to be talking about some news coming out regarding your iPhones and other cell phone news from the various cell phone companies that we like to talk about here on the show, whether it's Samsung, Motorola. We'll be getting to that as we continue on through the show today on a Thursday. All right, so we'll jump right into this first segment. And Amazon has come out and announced that Alexa will now be able to be customized with these Alexa blueprints. You're going to have her come back to you with more custom responses. You can, you don't have to have any coding knowledge. You don't have to have any tech knowledge. You don't have to be one of those engineers that Amazon hires. You can just go into the app and give her different routines and responses regarding whatever you use her for throughout the day. It's been announced in 30 cities that you can, the Amazon Now program, which is, the program where you can order something on Amazon and have it delivered to you within 2 hours. They have it's kind of like Uber, but for delivery. They have people who work for them on, right, like kind of like use their own cars, go pick up the packages and bring them to people's houses within 2 hours. And now you can do that. I think they're kind of trying it out in 30 different cities where you can order things from Alexa, from your Echo device or your Amazon Home device, and have it be on your doorstep within 2 hours. Also, I think they're even announcing that you can have beverages and food. We'll get to that in a little bit regarding the Whole Food stuff, but you can have a plethora of things delivered to your house if you live in one of those cities. It'll probably be expanded to pretty much, as many places as they could possibly think of. Amazon is they're definitely, when you have Jeff Bezos at the helm, you're not going to have much of a limitation there. He's going to just try and find out as many things as he could possibly do. Obviously, they need to have the basis to and the infrastructure in order to do it in different places. So right now, it's in those bigger cities, and it'll probably get out to the suburbs and maybe those more intermediate sized cities throughout the year here in 2018. But back to the whole Alexa thing. Now you can go into these Amazon Alexa skill blueprints, and it will let any household customize any variety of answers and questions. Any responses, like I was talking about, you can ask her various questions like, that call you, that say your name. I saw in a report saying that you can ask who's the best mom in the world, who's the best grandma. All these things, and you could you can create, you can have her respond to your own jokes, your own family jokes that maybe say you have like some inside jokes in your family. You can have her respond to that. But then also it could be as a functional way where it comes to different ways to get you to go to bed. Or, I mean, it'll read you a bedtime story to your kid. It'll, I mean, you can call her. It's Alexa. Does she use her pronouns for Alexa versus saying it? I mean, that's just kind of making it, I'm thinking of that movie with Joaquin Phoenix and Scarlett Johansson playing the AI, artificial intelligence, where it's Scarlett Johansson, he falls in love with her voice, basically. I mean, that's not difficult to do. All right. So, I mean, you can just become, it just gets more interesting. They're creating more and more things for you to do regarding their favorite Alexa device, whether you have the big tall Echo Tower or the little Echo Dot. I think they even came out with their more of like a home speaker that is the newest model of the Echo that has the Alexa capabilities. And obviously now the way it works, I mean, you can just go right into your Alexa app. It's kind of all, it's really cool how it's always integrated right onto your phones. They have the Alexa app, and you can just kind of work it into that, work it into your daily routine regarding what you wanted to say. I think the coolest one, yeah. I mean, what I'm seeing here, all the different capabilities, is that if you have a parent who is working late at night or working away from home, you can have it set to a time, or where you send Alexa a notification and she'll read your kid a bedtime story, assuming maybe whenever you have an Echo Dot in your child's room, something like that. That's pretty cool. But it'll come up with some personal responses. And maybe if you set it up yourself and don't tell your family members about it, they'll kind of get freaked out because they'll be like, oh my gosh, Alexa, how did you know that about me? But yeah, no, you can now set up these Alexa skill blueprints, and they'll be available initially in the U.S. Today, actually. And they'll be definitely, they're going to offer some different templates on the Alexa website, as you can ask her different questions, and she'll give you all of the answers that you actually have now programmed into her, instead of having the ones that Amazon has already set out for her. All right. That's pretty cool, actually. I mean, you can create jokes, you can create different responses that you want. You can freak out your loved ones and family members by giving them, making Alexa respond to their, what if you tell Alexa their deepest, darkest secrets? I mean, that's pretty funny. All right. Next up on Amazon news, as I was saying, the title line of this episode, Amazon is continuing to grow. Jeff Bezos has come out and said that Amazon now has over 100 million Prime subscribers. And I mean, Prime, honestly, is a pretty nice service. I mean, I just ordered, I needed some headphones or whatever you need. My family got some, the little pop socket things for the back of their phones that came in like 2 days. If you need something quickly, say you need a shirt for a job interview in the next couple, well, I mean, you go to the store for that, but I mean, just different things online, that maybe you can't find in the stores as readily available. You can pretty much type anything into the Amazon app or go on your Amazon.com, and it'll get it to you within 2 days if you have that Prime subscription. So, I mean, it is pretty worthwhile for you, as Jeff Bezos has come out with a annual shareholders letter and revealed that the company does have over 100 million Prime subscribers, Prime members, and is now the first time. That was the first, actually, yeah. That's what I was thinking when I was first getting my stories ready to go for today. I was like, have they ever really disclosed how many subscribers they've had? And this is the first time in actually the 13 years that of the service that they have 13 year history of Amazon, they have disclosed how many members they have. Maybe they're just waiting to get to this ridiculously high number, 100 million people. That's a third, I mean, not quite a third, but almost a third of the population of the United States. I mean, it is $99 a year. I think it's a year for a Prime membership. And this was the best, and obviously the best year they've ever had was 2017, selling 5 billion products with Prime. I mean, that's crazy. Now, I mean, obviously with the the whole rollout of their buttons and everything. I mean, actually, talk about tech genius and different marketing skills with that one. If you're an Amazon customer or Amazon representative, employee for Amazon, and you're going to go to a retailer, say, or a retail company that sells, even like the laundry detergent or toilet paper or Downy or Braun, who sells paper towels or something like that, household goods, especially. And you're like, okay, so we're going to make it so you can give, we can create a button for you to put in people's houses where they just push it and they order a new thing. And they have to, I mean, obviously it's going to be ordered through our service. So we're going to get a piece of the pie here. But whenever somebody needs something new, say they're running low of laundry detergent or they need some more paper towels, all they have to do is push a button. I mean, and I think this has been out for quite a while, the dash buttons are what they're called. And you can get one of the little buttons to stick it on your laundry machine. Boop, it's coming, 2 days. You need laundry detergent. You're busy people. People have in their lives, obviously, it's becoming busier and busier, more fast paced, more and more every day. So the fact that Amazon came out with that, I think it was a big, big leader in the fact that, or big, big indication that they were going to be having one of their biggest years, if not their biggest year. Well, actually, it is their biggest year. 2017 was their biggest year. I mean, 5 billion products. You you got to be happy with that one if you're Jeff Bezos. This started with just, I remember when Jeff Bezos was doing Zappos, a shoe company, and then Amazon was just a book retailer selling a bunch of books. And now they're getting into pretty much, you can find pretty much anything on Amazon now that they've been able to allow partnerships with lots of different retailers or specific companies. Like I was talking about, I got some headphones. I got them right from Skullcandy. Skull Candy headphones, bought them right from Skull Candy, but just used Amazon to get them to me faster and they're usually, they have usually built-in discounts on Amazon as well, too. So I got them, just as an example there. So, I mean, yeah, they definitely have been able to get into that. Obviously, they have the video sharing, the video streaming with Amazon Prime Video. So lots of different reasons for people to get these Prime accounts. You can't get those dash buttons without having a Prime account. You can't watch the Amazon shows now without having a Prime account. I mean, some of these shows, I know there's a show that has, they have won multiple Emmys, Golden Globe Awards, Jeffrey Tambor where he's the cross-dresser movie show. I can't think of the name right now of the show, but he's won multiple awards, big awards for that show. That's an Amazon Prime show. So that was one of their first biggies that came out. Now they have a few different shows that are making marks and giving Netflix and HBO and Showtime a run for your money when it comes to premium subscribing cable. I mean, talk about TV subscriptions. We talked about that a little bit last time with Netflix and their numbers of subscribers coming out and different people with the Netflix count exceeding their bounds, and the fact that we're getting into this age of cord cutting. Amazon didn't miss a beat when it comes to that. So they got onto that ball game pretty quick. Same thing with HBO, with the whole HBO Now app. You can just, if you don't have a cable subscription, you could just go on HBOnow.com and pay them directly to watch your favorite HBO shows. Amazon, same thing. So all these big companies are getting on the same ball here. All right, last Amazon little story here as we come to the end of this first segment. Just to let you guys know, Amazon will be, or now with their new partnership with Whole Foods, Whole Foods will end its reward program the Whole Foods reward program, and it will be folded into the Amazon Prime. So if you have an Amazon Prime account, you'll be getting those Whole Foods coupons, as you know, Amazon with the much publicized deal to acquire Whole Foods. And now you can put, that's another thing with Alexa that you actually, I don't know if people know this, but it's been an ability for Alexa to do this now for a little bit. You can tell Alexa to put whatever your grocery items you want into your fresh basket for Whole Foods. So you could be like, Alexa, put white bread in my fresh basket, or put lettuce in my fresh basket, or put pasta in my fresh basket, whatever brand you might want. And when you hit, you say something else, say like, I'm headed to the store. They'll have the employees at Whole Foods will get an alert, and they'll go put all that stuff in the basket for you. And you head to the store, it'll be ready for you when you get there. And you just, I mean, you can probably pay, I'm assuming you probably could pay for it through your Alexa app, whatever credit card you have. Now they have these, I mean, I talked about the Amazon Go stores or whatever they're calling them now, the stores where you don't even have to check out anymore. So with Whole Foods, they are going to be ending their rewards program, digital coupons, and then all the customers' accounts straight through Whole Foods. It'll be integrated into Amazon Prime. Again, pushing people to get on that bandwagon when it comes to Amazon Prime, probably up in their numbers even more. So, I mean, it's going to be interesting. They did announce, however, though, that if you do have any unused rewards, they won't roll over to Prime. You're going to have to build them back up again, once again. So we'll see how people respond to that. And I'm sure all those Whole Food customers will just get right back on the bandwagon, because if you like to go to Whole Foods, you're not going to just stop going to Whole Foods. And, oh, I'm sorry, I'm going to Nugget. I mean, Whole Foods now is a pretty popular with this whole day and age now with the food. People definitely watching what they're eating and making sure it's good quality product, just like what Whole Foods likes you to want you to know. That's why Amazon definitely got in on that as soon as they possibly could. All right, so that's pretty much it on Amazon. In the next segment, we're going to be going over some other stuff that I talked about at the beginning of the show. I know the phones is third segment. We're going to be going over some more news and technology world. We'll be right back with all of that.
You want to be healthier, yet you just don't know what to do. All these shows telling you this and that, but nothing seems to work. Well, listen close. Golden State Media Concepts has got something great for you. The health and wellness podcast dedicated to workout trends, healthy eating habits, diet, and everything about healthy living. Join us in our banters as we help you not just live life to the fullest, but live it to the healthiest.
Welcome back to the GSMC Technology Podcast. All right, in that first segment, we did go over some stuff with Amazon, some updates with them. Now we're going to head over to Facebook and their news, some stuff with them, a couple different things coming out. They have announced that they are going to be hiring new chip designers for microchips to, it looks like, to Silicon Designs, so the company can gear towards different uses regarding AI and the different machine learning technologies. Mark Zuckerberg looking like he's kind of coming off that stint over in DC with some, I don't know if he's just heading over to try, I mean, obviously they're already kind of trying to fix that privacy issue, but whether they're going to be using this AI technology to be doing that, or they're going to be moving right along with what they were intending to do anyways, it remains to be seen. But yeah, they're going to be looking to get on that bandwagon when it comes to more lightweight, more flexible design when it comes to different microchips and things like that for their for different AI and machine learning. Whether it's going to be learning to have artificial intelligence possibly to root out and weed out different bad guys and bad fake news on their sites. We'll find that out as we continue on. Definitely going to be trying to figure that one out. I mean, it's the report coming out is the fact that they're going to be hiring people to do this. Obviously, they're trying to get this data breach behind them and maybe could put it on a good put good face when it comes to security on their site. I mean, whether people are going to be turning away from their products or turning away from their site in general, using it altogether. I mean, there's more reports coming out on the flip side of it, the fact that you can have different websites can have different trackers that use. I mean, I don't know. I see it all the time. I don't know how often you guys see it, but how often do you log in with Facebook on your favorite websites or different things you're trying to log into? Instead of taking the time to actually just input all the information yourself, you just say log in with Facebook. There always is the button. I mean, now you can log in with Google Plus a lot. Maybe you do that more often now. But different websites, Facebook has come out and said that different websites can have a hidden tracker feature that can gain your information through logging in with Facebook, and they can harvest your data, such as your profile picture, name, email address, age, gender, and probably more. As they definitely can be hacked. It can be hacked into your maybe even your Instagram account. Who knows? It's the same. Facebook and Instagram are the same company now, and Facebook owns Instagram. So, but likely all of your information on your Facebook profile. So another issue there to deal with when it comes to data security. We'll see if this AI technology that Zuckerberg is trying to roll out and develop with these new you can tell with these new job postings, they're definitely trying to get some people in there to help them out with it. But yeah, no, I know lots of people that use this logging with Facebook feature to sign into tons of websites, and it's making people more and more vulnerable. I mean, probably even yourself. I mean, even seeing a little diagram that I was able to find here, the fact that when you log in with Facebook, Facebook takes all that using the login and then all that user data from your Facebook account. When you log into that, they obviously have access to your Facebook account because you're logging in with it, and drops into that just tracker.com and can siphon off your data through that. It's not really a back door. It's more like a side door, I think, because you're technically, it's almost like you are giving the permission, but you're not really knowingly doing it because you're not saying, oh, here, take all my information. You're just trying to sign into a site with your information that Facebook already has for you. I mean, it basically is everything. It's your email address and such. I mean, usually there is a little disclaimer saying that you're going to be allowing this company to access certain things, but probably not everything that you think they can, because they can. I mean, once they get one thing, like you said, email address, age, gender, location, profile, photo, maybe even your name. I mean, even your name, they probably can get even more than that, depending on how much stuff you have put on your Facebook profile page and all that stuff. I mean, there's tons of there. I mean, I think it's like endless different little sections you can add onto your profile. You can put your favorite book on there. You can put obviously religion. You can put all your family members. I mean, that's how this whole Cambridge Analytica breach happened. Is that people were playing a game, 800,000 of them were playing a game, and it all of a sudden ballooned to 87 million people because the fact they were able to just extrapolate out from those. It was 300,000 people were played this game, and then once they gave permission to do that, they were able to extrapolate it out and get to all their friends. I mean, 300,000 people at an average of, I don't know, probably 500 to 1,000 friends each. That's a lot of people. I mean, that's how it kind of extrapolates out, and then all their friends too. So it's just like it keeps just building and building and building. That's how it got up to that 87 million number, where that's where eventually Zuckerberg was summoned to Washington. That's what we talked about last week for much of the week. So be sure to go check out those podcasts if you haven't already. All right. That's pretty much it, honestly, when it comes to the Facebook news. They just having some, whether it's more issues or trying to get around this issue when it coming to the comes to their security, their different privacy issues. But now we're seeing more reports, the fact that they have new job postings just for chip designers. I mean, maybe they're trying to get use this AI or machine learning in order to use it to get more secure and have more algorithms to create programs in order to search and have more security and get these people weeded out when it comes to malicious programs and games like that can take your information and use it for voter tampering and to sway elections. So you got to definitely be careful when it comes to that. All right, next up, we're going to go over to some good news, actually. We have some good news now. The company, the thermostat company, Nest, I don't know if people have heard of it. And now we have, there's a big, the Nest app. So it's all these, you know, it's the tech basis with the comes to the, your thermostat. You put it on your wall. You can control it through your phone. I mean, it's a very user-friendly temperature control program that you have in your house now. They will be providing 1 million thermostats to low-income homes as a part of their new power project. I mean, that's a good little goodwill move for Nest, as definitely a good, cool little app, as they have their new special pricing on the Nest Thermostat E, which is normally runs for $170, and it'll be cheaper or cost-free to install now in different homes, American homes that are qualified based off of income. So people who are having issues with the weather going on this year, I know we're having a long, elongated winter in some parts of our country. People need to stay warm, and having a reliable thermostat, reliable heating system in your house is definitely something that you'd want, of course, to make sure you're safe and comfortable in your own homes. All right. I mean, yeah, that's a great story, as we go from kind of a little shaky story with Facebook now over to Nest it's a pretty cool device. If you guys don't know what it is, I advise you to go check out what you can do with it. It has a whole app. You can preset different rooms and stuff like that regarding it. It's very user-friendly. I know a lot of people have difficulties regarding their thermostats, trying to set their air conditioners or set their heaters, set the different temperatures in their houses. It's difficult, but now we have it all through this Nest app. It's pretty cool. All right. So we're going to get to the next thing here as we're continuing on through this second segment of the show. Actually, I did just come on this with in my notes here with the Amazon stuff regarding more home equipment. This Ring app. I don't know if you guys know who that is, what that is. The Ring doorbell app, which is something that where instead of having a normal doorbell, you have this little device on the front of your door. You can have a camera and have different settings on it. So where now you could see if people are coming to your when somebody rings the doorbell, you can pull it up on your phone and see who it is on the door. I mean, it's definitely versus having just regular security cameras. Which I've actually seen reports of people, burglars and stuff like that, where they have the security camera, and instead of trying to break into the house, they just steal the security camera from their porch, which is probably more expensive than something they could find in your house, versus having something like the Ring app, which is implanted into your wall outside your door. So it has a little camera on it. You press, obviously, the doorbell, and then I believe it's constantly working, so you can activate it at any time and check in, see if you have a package or whatnot. When your package is coming up, and now Amazon has lowered that price of that Ring video doorbell, and it comes becoming more and more affordable, as now it's $100 on either site. Whatever you go get it on Amazon or ring.com, it's $100 to now have this more secure doorbell technology throughout air. I mean, in your house. I mean, that's pretty. I mean, I know my mom always was. She's like, I don't want to get packages delivered to my house because people are going to come steal them off the porch, which actually happens a lot. There's been reports about that burglary. So this new technology now, well, it's not quite too new, but it's going to be more and more affordable now. This technology, where people can have these things installed to their houses, is actually pretty cool. I know I used to back when I was in college, I was doing deliveries and stuff like that for various. I mean, pizza, I mean, whatever may have you. I remember when these things first came out, it was pretty cool because you could just be like, what's up? Like, if you don't know who's at the door, it's like, hey, it's just much more peace of mind there for homeowners and people who want to have more security around their houses. So Amazon making it more and more affordable to have the Ring doorbell in your house now. All right. So that's going to wrap it up for this second segment. We talked a little bit about Facebook. We talked about this, some stuff going on with them, whether it's good and bad, as they're trying to right their wrongs from the last week. I know they're still having some issues regarding privacy and the fact that you can have your data siphoned off from when you're trying to sign into different companies or different sites with Facebook. Signing in with Facebook definitely makes your information more vulnerable. And come and get, did some more Goodwill stuff when it coming to cheaper pricing of some cool household appliances, technology for your house when it comes to a thermostat for the high-tech thermostat, the Nest thermostat, or the Ring doorbell, the high-tech doorbell. Some things that usually are pretty low-tech are now becoming more and more high-tech, and which is making just more houses more and more, I think it's kind of, it's just making it more cool. It's like getting closer to that smart home we always wanted, especially also with the stuff I was talking about in that first segment with Alexa. So getting closer and closer to that smart home that we all want. So we'll be right back with some more stuff. We're going to get into some VR stuff, some stuff with the Oculus Rift, some capabilities now with Google and the Oculus Rift, and also some issues regarding privacy. I'll probably talk about Facebook a little more as well when it comes to that. There's a couple of different reports out due to surrounding this information and technology with the whole VR outburst. So we'll talk about that when we're coming back right after these messages.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching. Hey! The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Welcome back to the GSMC Technology Podcast. All right, some more news regarding Facebook and their privacy stuff issues. As we get into this segment on some of your favorite VR products, also we're going to talk about some stuff with Intel and their eyewear. We're doing some headset stuff right now. This is the headset segment on the GSMC Technology Podcast. So right now we're going to talk about the fact that there is a big question going around the fact that, especially with the coming out of this Facebook, the Facebook issue with the Facebook privacy and the data breach, all the issues surrounding that, we have to ask how much data are these companies, these VR companies, like Oculus, and then maybe even the Samsung giving to Facebook? I mean, what are we? Why are they giving? Facebook has been mining all this data, especially through what people are seeing through their Oculus Rift and their virtual reality platforms. And obviously, they do have a clear potential for data harvesting and for different surveilling tactics and things like that. But with Facebook having a bad track record, bad history of protecting its privacy and protecting all of our data, what should we be? We probably should be a little wary of this. I mean, I don't know how popular. I mean, VR has been getting more and more popular. People, when it comes to different video games and more realistic stuff, I know there's Google Maps, which seems pretty cool. You can go look around the world within virtual reality with these headsets on. People getting in roller coasters and riding stuff all around the world on these virtual reality headsets. But it's interesting how now we're getting Facebook's name popping up again in these reports saying that there's been a lot of data points that Facebook has already been able to acquire and get their hands on regarding users on VR for VR, especially like Oculus, that offers lots of data up to the Facebook servers into their user base, into their user, or not their user, but their platform, and the fact that they can use it to create what is called like a different heat map for, Facebook obviously is probably going to get into their own VR stuff when it comes to different video messaging, creating, that's their whole thing, is connecting people. If you're going to put on two people across the country, maybe you're going to put on a headset and be able to interact with each other like they're in the same room, possibly, with their VR headsets, the virtual reality communication or conversations, and Facebook might be getting into that. So the Oculus Rift company is definitely now raising some questions, especially after all these data breaches dealing with Facebook. I mean, it is reported on TheVerge.com, which, I mean, like I said, is a great source for it, all your technology information. I did want to note this, that Oculus, they did want to note this, and I thought it was necessary to say that Oculus does have a privacy policy, and it's a blanket clause that lets it share and receive information from Facebook and Facebook owned services. So, I mean, the company has claimed, and it is quoted, that Oculus does not share people's data with Facebook for third party advertising, which is, I mean, that's what else would they do it for then? I mean, other than the fact that Facebook is going to try and create their own VR software, which is possible. Like I was talking about before, just a second ago, the fact that maybe we're going to have all these, we're going to have some new tape capabilities when it comes to communicating with each other through these headsets, or being able to see each other as if we're in the same room through these headsets. That's the whole idea with when it comes to Mark Zuckerberg, is just connecting people and getting people together and having and why not have them, especially if they're sitting across country from each other or across the world from each other, you can have them both put on this headset. I mean, that actually doesn't seem like a bad idea in itself, but Oculus has come out and said that they're not sharing data with Facebook for third-party advertising when it comes to different gaming and things like that, whatever they may be seeing through their with their device or being using their device for. So lots of different issues. I mean, people, you got to protect your data, people. Make sure you know what you're viewing, what you're saying, and what kind of permissions you're giving. I mean, this is these last two segments I've been talking about this. It definitely raises some ears and is making everybody pretty shaky and wary when it comes to our privacy and stuff. I mean, I don't know. Depends if you have something. I don't know how many people have things to hide, but, yeah, no, you got to be careful out there. You don't want everybody knowing where you live or what your phone number is or what your profile picture is on Facebook. You got to be careful. All right, next segment, or next, not next segment. We're not quite there yet. But next story, we're going to go over another headset story. Only 2 months ago, Intel announced that they're going to be creating a smart glass technology. I remember when everybody came out, was raging about the Google glasses that came out a few years ago. And when they first came out, people who bought them was like, oh, everybody's going to be wearing these things. We're all going to be, instead of looking down on our phones, we're going to be looking into the corner of our little glasses and getting a little screen, which is, I mean, that didn't really work out very well. But then, nobody really catch on. You could tell that. I mean, it did not really catch on. People like their bigger screens and don't want to have big, like everybody has. What if you actually wear glasses? They're going to get ones with prescription Google glasses. I mean, it was kind of a weird thing. I mean, I never tried them, I would have tried them like for a second, but I wouldn't wear them all day long. Seems a little ridiculous. So, 2 months ago, Intel did announce that they were going to be trying to do some smart glasses, but now they have come out and said that they are killing the entire project and just scrapping it altogether. They created this new devices group 5 years ago, and now it's just completely done. Unfortunately, it's going to be the end of 200 different jobs regarding different research and development in that program, whatever group that new devices group at Intel. But yeah, I think that was just, they announced it 2 months ago and they didn't realize, oh yeah, Google didn't really work it out very well. This, we can't really, I mean, possibly they just decided they couldn't make it better and more usable. I mean, Intel is known obviously for their chips that they make that we put in our different computers. They sell them to different companies versus making their own individual products to be sold on the retail market. versus they sell it to companies to be implanted into their own products. So it comes to the computer chips. That's what we know Intel for, is that's their whole thing. Intel is what's in, it's what's inside. That's their whole user base. I mean, it's their whole idea. So, I mean, yeah, I don't think that they kind of figured, they don't think they really realize until maybe until now, or they're starting to just like, no, we're not going to do it better than Google. We're not going to retry and get out there in this market. It's kind of a dead market. So, they were definitely, yeah. So it said that they originally, they did come out with a pair of smart glasses, known internally as, it was going to be called Vaunt. So, that was going to be their smart glasses that they were going to come out. It was going to be, using different technologies such as like a, to create a low resolution image with a low powered laser into your, yeah. So into your peripheral, from your peripheral vision directly into your retina, which, I mean, it's just interesting. I mean, I don't know if it's damaging to your eyeball or, yeah, just something that they thought they were going to have some new technology here, maybe making it better than the Google glasses. But they did, The Verge did have some exclusive look at the Vaunt glasses in the year, and they definitely did have some cool stuff when regarding integration to Amazon's Alexa, of course, and different controls when it comes to like just gesture controls and stuff like that, where you're going to be, when you move your body or move your hands, when it come, it'll actually control it without having any verbalization or stuff like that. So definitely something that would have been cool, but looks like it wasn't worth it, and they scrapped it. That's just the plain and simple what they done. They have Intel did say in a statement to the Verge.com, not all of these developed into a product we chose to take to market. So regarding to the new projects group or new these new devices group. I mean, Intel, like I said, they're the chip company. They're what's inside. They make processors and different computer chips. I don't know if they're trying to get into that retail market where they're going to be creating their own individual products themselves and then selling them at stores or what have you. I mean, I just know that whenever I go to the store and look at a laptop, again, if you're going to get a PC, even Apple, laptops have the Intel Core processors most of the time, so you can, that's what they always come out with every year, is definitely their new Core processor that basically makes all of your computers run, and that's why they've been coming to become such a big company. Now they're trying to take that and run with it and now get into the whole devices, but it looks like they're not deciding that wasn't the best idea at all, and they're going to be going back to their bread and butter. Well, not back to their bread and butter, but just limiting it back to their bread and butter when it comes to the using the chips for your computers. That's what you want, right? That's what everybody wants. I mean, there is obviously new stuff coming out regarding different privacy. I mean, different stuff like that. I mean, now we're seeing new reports saying that there's going to be, well, getting back, actually, I just saw this getting alerts now, seeing that Oculus actually is adding a new privacy center. They're trying to get away from this whole, like I said before, that first report I was talking about when it comes to Facebook, because I just wanted to finish up the segment before forgetting to talk about this. Because that's the whole problem, was Oculus was getting wrapped up in this whole Facebook privacy issue. Now they're adding a new privacy center to meet with the EU data collection standards and regulations. So shifting away from that, sorry, just kind of a quick transition, as I just saw this alert on my screen here. Just have to bring it to your guys' purview. I was talking about some defunct glasses, just to let you guys know that. And now we're going to go back and talk about, for just a second, the fact that now Oculus is trying to cover up their, I don't know if you're covering their tracks, so just definitely trying to get out ahead of this issue regarding privacy and data collection, data mining, because Facebook definitely has a seemingly a like for that, and if you want to go back to what I was talking about before in the last segment with Facebook and the fact that they're creating now these chips to have AI and machine engineering coming along in their system, whether they're going to be using that for more efficient data mining or they're going to be using that to try and weed out different malicious intent or fake news or some things like that when it comes to their open developer space. We don't know, but it looks like Oculus is now trying to get out ahead of it and conform to different rules and regulations that need to be done when it comes to their users' information. All right. Just want to let you guys know that as I came across my little purview there. Okay. That'll end this segment. We're going to talk about your mobile phones, some new news regarding the iPhone and some new Motorola phones coming out. This year and stuff like that, what the new design is going to look like, and all the news regarding that. I'm probably going to do some more updates as this day comes on. The tech world is fast moving and there's always stuff to talk about, so we'll be right back after these messages.
Want to find out what movies to go see? Then check out the GSMC Movie Podcast. It's your ticket to the latest movies, whether it's a new blockbuster event, romantic, comedy, or action flick. This show has got it all covered. They talk some what to go see now. Don't bother. What's hot on Netflix and everything in between? That's gsmcpodcast.com/movie-podcast. When it's all about the movies, it has to be this new show. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit gsmcpodcast.com for more info.
All right, welcome back to the GSMC Technology Podcast. Lots of stuff in that last segment regarding your VR stuff and different, they call it the headset section or segment. Oculus, which is owned by Facebook, is Facebook definitely trying to, whether they're told them to do it or, that's why you always have some issues regarding the privacy stuff like that. Oculus, they are owned by Facebook, but they run as a separate entity. That's why everybody's like, oh, are you going to sell you're owned by them. They're your parent company. You're going to sell them or give them all of our information. And they're trying to be like, no, we're not. We're going to actually have some new privacy stuff. And this new privacy center that will actually be launched mid-May. So about a month from now to be exact. And data protection rules, all those different rules, new rules and regulations regarding your data and protection. And now Facebook, who does own Oculus and is trying to, maybe they're told them to do like, hey, you should, we're having some issues here. You should cover your bases. All right. So now we're going to go over some stuff with our mobile phones, some news with mobile phones. Motorola is announcing today that the Moto G6 and E5 will not only have bigger batteries, but also a nice big tall screen. That's what I was talking about in the last segment or last episode, I think, was the fact that you have all these Android phones that are coming out and they're kind of looking more and more like the iPhone. But that's the thing about the iPhone. I mean, the Androids is that you can get pretty much any company phone you would like when it comes to using users and different stuff like that. When it comes to different companies, whether you want to use Samsung, Motorola, GTC, or whatever, what have you. But this is a new phone coming out now from Motorola. And it's going to be having longer battery life and a bigger screen. So it's going to get closer as they're going to have the nice Gorilla Glass front, as that's the new rage now. We're using this Gorilla Glass and having the ability to just not break your phone screen. I mean, who doesn't want to break who wants to break their phone screen? But yeah, no, everything. I think that's the new thing now is, I mean, we have all these screens that are big enough, but everybody you want to be able to have a longer battery life. Definitely want to have a long battery life. You don't want to have to worry about going and charging your battery. You know, it's all about getting into your new thing, not having to worry, oh my gosh, I have to go to my next appointment or my next thing. I'm gonna go off to recharge my phone. No, now we're gonna have bigger batteries. I know the iPhone 10 has a very big, I mean, it's not a bigger battery, just longer battery life in itself, but it looks like they're going to be putting a nicer screen and a bigger battery now with these lovely thin bezels on the front. It looks like a pretty nice phone, actually. But like I said, getting closer and closer to these iPhone styles, as we're seeing when they have the cameras in the back with the whole buttons, the double camera on the back and everything, just like the new iPhones have. All right, now with some news on the iPhone, it looks like Apple may offer some cheaper models when it comes to their new iPhones coming in September. There's been reports out saying that there's going to be a 6.1-inch phone with a dual SIM, so you have two SIM cards functionality. So it's going to have two physical SIM card slots, and then it'll be sold at about so your iPhones usually they come out at about $800. Now it's gonna be low as $550 for an iPhone, the new iPhone in 2018. We still don't know what they're going to be called. Like I said, we speculated in the last episode the iPhone 1X, just to copy Xbox, kind of as a joke. But it's just gonna be interesting. Now it's a 6.1 sized iPhone. I mean, there's your regular 5.8 phone, then the Plus is the 6.5-inch phone. They're going to have one kind of in the middle that's going to be an LCD versus the it's going to have a different kind of display. Now we're getting to the OLED displays like you see on the iPhone 10s. Now it's going to be kind of just a lower display when it comes to the more affordable phone. It'll be the 6.1 TFT LCD display with different processor compared to the new phones that'll be coming out in September, looking just like the old. I mean, it looks like I was talking about how they're running out of real estate and how they're trying to figure out what else they want to put on the phone, and whether they want to do a full screen or get rid of the little notch on the top of the phone. I mean, those are good looking phones. They're full screen. They go all the way to the bottom to the top. They have the little notches in the top in the corners to have your little information regarding your battery life and what your internet capabilities are with your little company, whatever you have, Verizon or AT&T or T-Mobile, Metro PCS, what have you. But it looks like it's nice. And there's going to be an iPhone. Looks like they're going to come out with a different, they're going to call it the second generation of the iPhone 10. They're going to come out with an iPhone 10 Plus. It's going to be the 6.5-inch. But they're just going to have three phones, as it is rumored to be released, having three phones be released in September of this year. So one might be on the little on the cheaper end. All right, some new stuff regarding Apple. They are going to be releasing another beta to beta testers for the new Mac OS Sierra. It's gonna be 10.13.5, so it's gonna be like a new thing they're gonna be releasing. Apple, they have the new iOS's every year, looks like, now, but even these smaller updates are becoming even more and more more and bigger. They're coming out with new updates every time. There's going to be something big, it seems like, that they're changing or making better. I know they're having some issues with their with the iOS 10.3 or 11.3 regarding with people who have like company phones and are coming to like mass control of these phones. But it looks like they're going to be coming out with a new update for you Mac users out there. And if whoever's a beta tester, call, tweet me, Instagram me, find out, let me know how that new, it's going to be public beta testing. So people, it's not just going to be the select few. People are going to be able to do it and sign up for it. If they want to be a beta tester, you can go and sign up through their beta testing website to get that Mac High Sierra. Now it's going to be called the Mac OS High Sierra 10.13.5. It's going to be a public beta, so it's going to be released pretty. It has been released now. You can go now onto that Apple site, and like I said, it's the Apple. What is it? The Apple beta testing website, and sign up for that to get that technology and try it out, and they'll probably likely be recording all of your user. I mean, not what you're searching, but it's definitely how the functionality of that update is. All right, some new stuff is coming out regarding some 3D touch information on your 3D touch on your new iPhones. I know there's been ever since the iPhone 6S, you can now touch your phone at a different pressure points and stuff like that regarding like different apps you can send. I know if you have an Apple and you're listening to this podcast through your podcast app, you can just if you're in your home screen, you can press your podcast app a little harder and it'll pop open all your podcasts that you subscribe to. My Lovely Technology Podcast, it'll pop right up on your screen. You can hit it and it'll take you right over to my latest episode. You can check for new episodes. You can search right off of that. So they're coming off. That's just an example of what you can do through the apps. Now you can have a 3D touch cursor. So what you are, when you're typing something using the regular keyboard on your iPhone, you can turn it into a trackpad and just kind of touch around when you use the 3D touch on there, and you can hold the cursor over a word for a short length of time to use it, and for deleting and just highlighting multiple words. So it's going to be helping you control your typing skills a little better. In the control center, if you have the new iOS 11, you can use 3D touch on almost all. Looking like you can use it on all the icons to control different things, whether it's for Wi-Fi, all the different. I mean, there's tons of new technology, new abilities for this 3D touch. You can to toggle different things regarding the in the control center. So you can control the different on the flashlight. You control the brightness of the light. It looks like on the timer, you can set a timer right away from that thing. If you hold it hard, if you hold the camera, it'll ask you if you want to take a selfie, record video, record slow-mo, or take a portrait without even going into the camera app. You can start right in there. If you hold the... Well, is that it? I know now we can screen record, which is pretty cool. You can go right onto screen recording and you can put it into your... You can put it right... It'll ask you if you want to put it right on Facebook or if you want to put it on... put it right into your camera roll. If you hard press that the whole command center in your Wi-Fi area, it'll pop open to a bigger Wi-Fi where you can control your personal hotspot, AirDrop, cellular data. See, you could turn your cellular data on and off, and your Bluetooth as well as airplane mode. And then, of course, if you hard press your little box in the upper right hand corner where you're listening to the podcast, it's a technology podcast that you're listening to, right? You can hard press it and it'll open it up into a bigger screen where you can now do this high speed scrubbing in order to find where you left off or go back and listen to me talk about something that you missed from a previous segment. So, and also control volume. So those are pretty cool all throughout that different things in your control center. When it comes to downloading apps, you can actually prioritize which apps download first when it comes to updating them, and you can hard press and something is updating, you can pause it and then prioritize the downloads into a different list. That's actually pretty cool. When you say if you're updating multiple apps at once, you can go to a specific app and actually put it up on the top of the list so it'll update it first, which is actually pretty cool if you have something that you need to use ASAP. Oh, I can't, like for me, if you're updating the Instagram app or Snapchat or something like that, and you want it to be downloaded first before the rest of the 15 apps that you're downloading, because like me, I wait forever to update my apps. You can put it up on the top of the priority so it'll download first and be ready for you to use while you're waiting for the rest of the apps to to finish downloading. But yeah, so that's pretty interesting. You can also preview, share, and save photos through the in your Photos app. You can just hard press a certain photo; it'll pop up that that little user toolbar regarding whether you want to copy, share, or favorite something. You can get into different app. You can use it for different app shortcuts regarding different whatever different apps have created different technologies. I know on Instagram, if you just hard press it, you can get right to the camera, go to your direct messages. It'll basically use it as a shortcut device for pretty much anything you need. I just wanted to go over that. I saw that on my reports. I'm like, ooh, that's actually a pretty cool thing. Just kind of give people a little heads up on what you could use this 3D touch for. As there's always some new things people didn't realize. I mean, obviously a lot of people who have the iPhones out there can use these, maybe have known they can use 3D touch, but they didn't know the full scope of the abilities you can use it for. All right. As we come to the end of this show, it's been a good show talking to you guys about the latest technology news. We have gone over a bunch of different stuff regarding your favorite iPhone and whatever phone you use. Samsung, Motorola is coming out with the new phones that last have longer battery life, bigger screens. We talked about Facebook some more and some privacy stuff going on with that. We talked about Amazon, how big they're getting, and how many people have now subscribed for Amazon Prime and different stuff you can do with Amazon Prime. And we have also gone over different stuff with your VR technology, and then the reports coming out that you can know that your wish that a smart glass technology is going to make a reboot. Intel was your company to do that, and it looks like it's dead in the water as they have scrapped that entire team and are no longer going to be developing a smart glass technology. So it is going to be another going throughout this weekend, so we'll have a lot of time to get some new stuff coming out to talk about on Tuesday. So everybody enjoy their weekend and have a good time. I'll be back on Tuesday for another episode of this GSMC Technology Podcast, and until then, everybody have a fun time.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Technology Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. From movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.